She's ready. I'm ready. Two Jack Bros coming in. Episode 59. Ready.
Ready.
We are ready. Let's do this. You ready? I don't know what to talk about.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah. You got one?
I got one.
You got one? I was just trying to make a quick joke, but you were like, no, we're ready.
I thought that's what the theme
precedent
was. Yeah.
We're not, no joke. We don't joke around about precedent around here.
No. So all right, we're ready.
What do you got?
So they finally found out how to do DNA tests to determine between the DNA of identical twins.
Okay. So you're already not into the mic. See, we just discussed this. We just discussed this.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready. Here we
ready.
Go. Yeah.
Ready.
Okay.
And you're wondering, like, is this interesting? Like, what are they going to use this for? How is this going to change the world, right?
Yeah. You're talking about these murderous identical twins out there?
Well, it's either going to be an identical twin that murdered somebody or a lady that had sex with identical twin guys and they need to determine who's the paternity of the child. Like, those are the two uses for this new technology.
Inclusivity. We gotta include
everybody nowadays. Yeah.
We gotta include everybody nowadays. We have to include the motherfucker that's getting murdered by identical twins out there.
Yeah.
Like, that's what a small group of people that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't claim to speak on the morality of identical twins as a whole.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. I think they did give some stats, and it was like some stat was like 1%. So this like might have an effect on 1%. I don't know if it was 1%.
1% of identical twins are murderers. Is that what?
No, I'm just throwing stats around now. I don't know what it is.
Because like, what does that 1% even mean?
I mean they said it. It's. I'm just not reporting it correctly.
You heard 1%.
Yeah.
And then you were like, noted.
Yeah.
1%. This story, 1% due diligence. I did it. I'm a reporter. I'm a journalist.
I did more than just get clickbaited. I read it.
I think you skimmed it. Yeah, it sounds like you skimmed it.
I was trying to read it, and our children were very noisy. Our identical twin girls were very noisy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, is that, that's pretty interesting, I guess.
Ready.
Yeah, ready. Coming in ready. It's so crazy that we're in those two places, right? We're in the place where we are genetically getting so pinpoint accurate with how we can break down the genetic code.
They just do the whole DNA now, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, and back in the day when they were first doing it, they were like, oh, we test, is it like 6 or 7?
I don't know what it was back
in the
day.
It's like, that's what it's been, because like you can tell people apart with your DNA test by doing like maybe 8 strands, up to 8 strands.
8 strands of DNA?
Yeah.
Strands?
Yeah. There's.
Because isn't DNA a strand?
Calling my bluff. I was talking about robots.
Okay. Yeah. You got to robots quick. Okay. So, but now they
test the whole thing.
They test the whole entire genetic code. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So we're there.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say? We can decode, we can deconstruct the whole entire genetic code.
Process that much information.
Right?
Yeah.
But we're still arguing about whether or not if a man says he's a woman, he's a woman.
You think those things, like,
that's weird.
are in contrast of each other?
Those are in direct contrast with each other.
Like, you think people should have evolved through that a long time ago, whether a dude could call himself a lady or not?
Well, yeah, let's give you a DNA test. Let's find out if you're a lady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So we've set up a system of things that mean a certain things in reality.
And then we don't apply reality. It's like, if that's what it, can we agree that that's what it is? We're going to not apply reality. If we do that, I'm like, yeah, cool.
But don't you think it's also like we're kind of moving past it? Like, it became something that we understood, so now people don't have to follow the rules. You know, it's like an evolution of type.
See, this is the genetic code that proves without a shadow of a doubt that I am genetically a man. Sweet. I'm a woman.
Yeah, like, I am so far past that. You know, like, it kind of in, like, not it. That individual, but as a society.
I don't get it.
No?
No, I don't get it. I don't get how you're making that leap. That's quite a leap for me. I can't make that leap with you. I'm sorry.
You can't
I
do it.
I made a lot of leaps with you in our time. This is where we leap in different directions.
And you're just like, test it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just, I just think that's just a ridiculous, it's a ridiculous place to be.
Yeah. You know?
And I talked about this last episode, but it's just funny to me that at some point soon, like all of the sports, all of the female sports are going to be dominated by people that were born men.
It's not going to get that far. They can't let it get. We can't
stop it from getting that far. Once you allow this to be the case, once you fight for the idea that if a person clearly identifies, it used to be in the Olympics, it used to be, because they had that whole embarrassing thing with Caster.
They mistreated her, yeah, the track 400 runner.
Who, you know, she looked like a man. She did, right?
She had some broad shoulders.
Some broad shoulders. And she had some characteristics that could have went either way.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, like, women didn't typically have the type of V in the back that she had, right?
Right.
So people suspected that she was actually a man, or at least a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
Right?
That's where, yeah.
That she was hermaphroditic.
Yes.
They tested her. Embarrassed her.
Very,
And from what I understand, they found out that she was a woman. Right? They genetically tested her. They found out that she was a woman, but it was embarrassing for the world. Like, it was just an embarrassing situation.
We didn't like how we treated her.
No.
As a world.
But now we're going too far.
She was ahead of her time, man.
She
came around now, she would be champion and celebrated.
Yeah, but the first person never really gets champion and celebrated. Like, later on in history, like, she'll be like the Rosa Parks of that situation.
Yeah.
Maybe was Rosa Parks super popular back then? I don't know. Maybe it was like, I don't know how it worked.
Yeah.
Because it becomes more about the cause.
Yeah.
That it was ignited.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I wasn't at Rosa Parks.
No, you weren't. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
You know what I keep reading lately is that there's wrestling in like high school where kids, boys are forfeiting because they don't want to wrestle a girl.
Yeah.
And the women's community, jiu-jitsu community, doesn't really know how to handle this. Because some people are like, oh, that's insulting. Like, doesn't he know, like, she's trained as hard as him? Like, she's in her weight class. He should wrestle her. And people are like, hold on a second. Like, he's not being patriarchal.
This is not toxic masculinity.
Right, yeah. They're like, he's following his beliefs. And then people are like, and he's also like, he doesn't want to treat a woman like that. Like, you got to understand that. And you got to respect that. Like, you should, like, you know, people are all over the spectrum. They're like, trying to conversate about it. But, like, nobody quite seems to
know what to
make of that.
Up to a point. We know that. Like, we can genetically tell that men and women are different now, right? We can do the whole entire code. We can decipher from identical twins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, we're at some point, little boys and little girls can compete pretty parallel.
Yeah.
There's a point where that diverges, where little boys start to develop, you know, proportionate man strength, and women develop strength in a different type of way.
Yeah.
That allows men to manhandle them. That's where that phrase probably came from.
You're not boy handling girl anymore.
Nah, it was what men did to women. It
wasn't
the phrase manhandling wasn't man on man.
No.
You know, it was at one point you can compete pretty evenly, and then he manhandled you. And then you got to stop.
That's
when you got to start playing with girls. Develop, you know, that social attribute.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
I guess the question is, when is that? Because I don't think anybody would think it was crazy if a college guy was like, oh, fuck no, I'm not wrestling that college girl. Like, then you're getting into, like, then you're manhandling somebody, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's, like, people aren't sure, like, high schoolers, like, because, like, that's the next generation that's all about this cause, right?
Yeah.
So is he doing it, like, where are his motives coming from? Or does he feel like he's manhandling? Like, I don't, you know, like, does he not want that? I mean, some high school kids, boys, would be able to manhandle. Like, LeBron James?
Yeah.
He couldn't play basketball against girls in high school.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, anything can happen. I don't want to shut the door on that one. You know? Like, he's, You know, he could transition into a woman, and he still has years. He has all of his college eligibility left. He never went to college.
So he's going to come back as, how would you change LeBron to LeBron Jamina coming back?
I mean, I think, I don't think LeBron is the most masculine name.
You think just keep the name?
LeBron.
Yeah.
If that was a woman, people would be like, yeah, LeBron, we get it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's, that'd be a good woman's name.
It's a made-up name. It's like made-up names can't be masculine or feminine, right? They're all unisex. All made-up names are unisex.
Yeah.
Except, well, I mean, I was about to say except Mercedes, but that's not a made-up name. That's a name. That's a repurposed name.
Yeah. I think the same thing.
Yeah. But, you know, all. So, it's weird because, like, wrestling, it's. I think high school is probably where that strength starts to separate.
Yeah.
Like, people in the same way. Middle school, even. Like,
well, so jiu-jitsu keeps people, the boys and girls, competing together, I think, until they're 16 or 17.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
I have,
like,
to double check, but I mean, it's.
Yeah, and I feel like, yeah, they can still be, like, that sort of scrappy, but there's definitely a point where it converges, where it, like, diverges.
Yeah.
Drastically.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and then you're just beating up a girl.
Yeah. Well, you are going to get, like, one exceptional girl wrestler that can, like, hang. Like, may not be, like, the best, but, like, that's going to be the girl that, like, that happens every once in a while.
Yeah, because nobody. Nobody's given up on the, like, as far as, like, equality is concerned, and, like, you can treat us exactly the same way you treat a guy. Nobody's like, well, yeah, we can start smacking bitches in the street.
No.
Nobody's saying that. Nobody's like, yeah, let's take the governor off on hitting women.
Yeah, no.
Let's see what happens.
No, because we can't cross that line. That's a line that we cannot cross.
No, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous line.
Yeah.
So you have these boys that grow up being told their whole entire lives to, you know, not only not hit women, but to protect women. And there are these wrestlers that have this skill that allows them to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're like, use it to beat up a woman now.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to advance to the next round? What's wrong with you?
It was at states or something.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. This girl qualified for states.
Yeah.
She deserves to be manhandled.
Right? Like, yeah, there is. That. Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of mess with that too.
Yeah.
Like if this isn't a dual meet,
mm-mm.
People have to qualify for states.
Yeah.
So if this girl was good enough to get the states, I don't know. Here's the thing. Did she get the states by route of people just, you know, forfeiting their matches against her? And then she gets those wins.
Yeah, she does. Because his only, like, he had, like, 59 and 6 losses for a season or something.
Yeah.
And, like, 6 of his losses came from
forfeit against her.
Or, and, like, 1 against one other girl.
I don't fight bitches.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with y'all?
Like, he's been doing it his whole high school career.
I'm sick of this. Like, dog, first of all, you need to be, that's your parents' fault. You're in a tiny weight class. I don't know what weight class he's in, but that's a tiny guy. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious. So that's hilarious.
He is kind of in a lose-lose situation, though.
He is.
Like, he forfeits, people are upset with him. He fights her and he beats her, people are upset with him. He fights her and he loses to her. Now he's got to deal with that. Like, it's just not, like, it's just not all looking up. It's like, there's something to deal with on every single path.
That does suck. But he gets to, I mean, he gets to move to the next round and forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But then here's the thing. If he has to beat the person in the next round.
Right.
Otherwise, he only got there because he beat a girl.
Yeah.
You know? And who knows what beast he's going to have to deal with in the next round.
Yeah.
Who knows, like, what beast she's, like, she's not going to win states.
Right. No, that didn't happen.
No. So it's, I was like, she's not going to win states. Is it still going on? What's happening? is there time?
I mean, I assumed it just because we didn't hear about it, but.
Yeah, I'm sure we would have heard about that.
Yeah.
It's,
like those track runners.
Yeah, I just keep thinking about it. It's just funny to me because, you know, Fallon Fox, the MMA fighter, she cracked that chick's skull.
Yeah.
In the fight,
that's,
you know, with the knee.
That's, like, we've gone far enough.
Yeah,
you know,
that's like but that's what I'm saying. Like, well, first of all, it's just, like, it's, like, wrestling is a potential skull-cracking sport as well.
Yeah.
You get slammed. You get body slammed. You get slammed on your head, you know? It sucks, right?
Yeah.
But it's also funny to me if in every one of these sports, the transgender people somehow crack the skulls of their competitors.
Like in every sport, yeah, like in ping pong and
track.
Like swimming.
Like it starts off in sports that make sense, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like MMA, high school wrestling, rugby. Yeah. Remember our rugby play, yeah, or handball. And then, you know, it's just getting ridiculous, like volleyball, ping pong, swimming. Yeah, gymnastics. They don't even go at the same time. What the hell? Yeah. Man, that'd be a funny sketch.
Yeah.
Speaking of unnecessary violence to women, I would not talk about this story except for one thing at the end of it that just like had me cracking up. So this guy in Iowa, his wife keeps cheating on him, as women tend to do. No, his wife keeps cheating on him, and he keeps catching her. And you know, so I shouldn't have phrased it like that. I should have. Well, no, because they gave a headline that was a little misleading. The headline is, let me see. The headline was, Iowa wife warned friends her husband might kill her before she was found impaled with farm tool.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And like they're like, she had it coming. That's how they set it up. She was warned.
I set it up like she had it coming.
Yeah.
They set it up like she knew he was an abuser.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, yeah. What an evil man.
Oh, I didn't read it that way because you had me.
Well, because I already set it up.
Yeah.
Right? Woo! I thank God for my influence. Here's... Oh, she keeps cheating on him.
Like how many times?
So once in 2013.
We're given the years here, okay.
Yeah, that he caught her. Now, yeah. This is in times that she cheated. Who knows how many times she cheated? Like we can't chart that.
Yeah,
right.
Okay,
we only know the times that she got caught. So once in 2013 and then once last summer.
Yeah.
And then we have to assume that the murder was probably associated with one.
Oh, we don't even know that
three
for sure.
Three-strike rule.
We don't even know that for sure.
I'm going to assume that it was there was a straw breaking a camel's back situation, yeah. Happening, going on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
He impaled her
with a corn rake.
Yeah.
You know what a corn rake is?
It's the one with the long points on it, right?
Yeah, it's shaped like, so it's the rake that's shaped like an L. It's not like a leaf rake.
Okay.
So it has four prongs on it. Okay. And they're like metal prongs, like not the weak flimsy rake.
Yeah.
It's like a spike.
You think he meant to, or did it like get heavy and his threat went too far and
he tried to say that she fell on it.
Yeah.
Like a Three Stooges. Like a horrible tragic Three Stooges. But
they were in a barn when this was going down?
I mean, they have a barn. They have a corn rake.
Yeah. You know? They were arguing around it.
Yeah.
Like.
So, let me find this funny thing. So the last person that she was cheating with, the person last summer, that man allegedly told police, Amy said she wanted to leave her husband, but she was scared to death of him. And if he catches me, he might make me disappear, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, you should divorce this man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how many corn rakes he has. Like, he's not worth it. You know? Or how many chew bars he provides you.
Yeah.
Oh, what did I... I gotta find it in my pictures.
She's probably scared to divorce him. He's crazy.
Yeah? Don't that's why she keeps cheating on him? See, that's what's ridiculous. It's like, if you really think that he's crazy, either stop cheating on him or get better at it.
Like you said, though, those were the times she got caught. Maybe she was doing it all the time.
Here's the funny part about it. So, basically, there's four prongs on this corn rake. There were six puncture wounds on her body.
Oh, that's more than the corn rake. She fell on it twice.
That was an attempt, yeah. Right? Because he probably tried to swing it at her the first time. And you can't generate, I don't believe that you can generate enough force to penetrate the human body by swinging a corn rake like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
You have to like hold the metal part, like, yeah. so that you're, yeah. you know what I mean? And, like, jam it in.
This is violent.
Right?
Like, however this went down is very violent.
It was
violent.
Super violent. Like, he yeah. got that in her.
Yeah.
He got that in her. And if he did it with his own hands, like, the effort that it had to take
yeah.
to only have six yeah. puncture wounds. Like, he got it on the second try.
Yeah.
You know what yeah. I mean? It's crazy. It's a creepy. Crazy thing to think about. So they reviewed his iPad.
Yeah. How to stab a chick with a corn ring. Like, what the fuck? Guilty.
You're close. You're very close. But first of all, the what you're close about. Okay, so here's what it is. So a review of, his name is Todd.
Todd would do this.
Yeah. So a review, and it's just Todd. It's like not even short for anything. You
no.
know what I mean? It's
Todd.
Just Todd. You're Todd.
Parents were like, this is a Todd.
Yeah, don't name your kid Todd.
Todd.
It's not a good name. It's like, you can't say it. Like, is that and then President Todd. You know, it's not a respectable name. You can't get a good person out of a Todd. You just can't do it. So a review of Todd's iPad allegedly revealed searches for organs in the body.
Okay.
And I think that's a stretch. Like, they didn't have to include that.
Yeah, who knows what. He might have had some stomach trouble, organs in the body.
Yeah, organs in the body. It's in quotes. Yeah. That means he searched literally organs in the body.
Maybe it's just, yeah, come yeah. on.
Like, I have an app on my phone that has the human anatomy.
Yeah.
On it. God forbid something happens to you.
Well, he was last studying. His,
you know what I mean?
The it's shoulder.
Like, goodness gracious. So, organs in the body, as well as killing unfaithful women.
Okay, well, that's that's closer. That's like...
I think it gets even closer. I didn't even realize this. I realize it right now as I'm about to read it, as we are going over it together.
Yeah.
The next one. And he also searched, this is also in quotes, so he searched exactly this. This is in quotes, okay. right? And, in quotes, what happened to cheating spouses in historic Aztec tribes?
Oh yeah. man, he wanted to torture her. He yeah. wanted to make it
well,
painful.
My guess is there was probably a corn rake option. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Aztecs.
It's corn rake.
Corn, maize.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He probably
right.
invented the corn rake.
So he got it off of that website.
He probably got it off of that
they
website.
They were like,
it was like, corn rake that hoe. Oh, she's cheating? Oh, yeah, that's a 1 degree corn raking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just how Damn. Many times? Third time? Yeah. <It's like
laughs> anything. Crazy. Anything on the internet. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. You can, anything you need to deal with.
Yeah.
You can figure out how to deal with it through two different types of searches. Because I'm not counting that organs in the body.
Right.
You know, I'm not counting that.
Yeah.
Because once you search how to kill unfaithful wives, I'm pretty sure they take care of all the organs of the body yeah. situation.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it. Like, that's going to be a very detailed thing.
Man, I wonder if he got her organs in the body. Like, was it put in at just the right place? Like, he placed it?
Like, at the organs in the body? I mean, like, you just corn rake a person. I think you're pretty good, right? Just corn
right.
rake
it
them in the torso. I think
violent,
that's pretty
yeah.
done. You know, it's a done
fair
deal.
Enough,
it's
enough.
Four prongs that are spaced out like every 4 inches.
Fair
that's
enough.
Gonna get something.
They're gonna get
you
something.
Know, especially you know if you impel.
Yeah.
You impel.
Ooh.
If you can like thrust enough to impel. Oh, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm.
Because it also didn't. It wasn't very descriptive about where she was impelled.
Right.
Like. And that's probably why she had like two, like six, because he probably tried to go high, like chest area, and maybe she squirmed.
You
don't I don't
think
know.
Why are you thinking about this so much?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out like the like what. That's like a mindset. You know
to
what I mean?
To do something like that.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
You have to channel something like.
Oh yeah.
Like dark, not
yeah.
just dark, but something. That I can't relate to. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, what do you, like, that's the devil.
That is the devil.
You know?
That is, yeah.
That's how the devil, you gotta channel the devil.
Yeah.
You know, the devil of Hell's Kitchen. You have to challenge, you have to channel Daredevil. Man,
yeah.
cause that's something, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's, man. And then to try twice.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta the second time.
You gotta follow through.
Yeah, because you can't halfway corn rake a chick. Yeah. Because like she'll go to authorities, you'll go to prison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta. Can't. Like once you.
And it seems like you might have to put somebody out of their misery once you half corn rake a person.
Yeah.
Like ugh.
Yeah, and I don't know how deep those. See, it wasn't very detailed about how deep the original, the first, the original, the, the first, the other two puncture wounds were.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, but that's But here we go. I feel like again we're burying like the most important part of the story. Chicks need to stop cheating.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the problem here.
That's the problem. Listen. That's the problem. They're making men corn rake them.
Listen, I don't think he was quite the pleasure to live with. Like you're saying, she could have should have gotten a divorce, but
I think he was quite the pleasure to live with. Yeah. So much so that she was like, I'll just keep living with him while I fuck other dudes.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? Like I feel like she had upset at her.
And that was unpleasant.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like that's I don't get that. With, I mean, I'm not trying to tell abused women how to live.
Right.
Right? But if you really live with a psycho, don't cheat on them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or that's your full-time job. Covering up that situation has to be all of your focus. Like, and you have to channel something dark. You have to channel the devil. Like, if you really want to, if this is the lifestyle you want to live, you have to go full all the way.
You are putting some like gasoline on the fire. Like I can't deny that. No, not you. Like these women. Like
I mean, but are we allowed to say that in 2019? Are we allowed to say that a woman who is cheating on a psycho is
victim blaming?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you're not putting like you're not blaming that person, but you're like you're playing the odds. Like you're playing Russian roulette over there. You know, like you're playing a high stake game.
If you're with somebody you believe to be a psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a high stakes game.
Yeah.
That's it's that toxoplasmosis. that brain disease. She haven't seen the Alex Jones and Joe Rogan thing, but he talked about it before. He had a doctor on. They had a whole episode about
with
it.
The cats.
And everybody in Brazil has it, and people that die in motorcycle crashes have it because they have like risky behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes women promiscuous.
Yeah.
And they live out there on the farm with all those cats.
Yeah.
You know? And she's getting all slutty. You know what I mean?
But this is like, this would be highly offensive, even though it's science. Like, can you imagine, like, society can't, like, something that makes women promiscuous? Like, how does society handle that right now?
Yeah.
Like, 'cause then we have to say that you shouldn't be promiscuous, like, that it's a problem.
Do we have to say that? I mean, I think a lot of people would be perfectly fine with promiscuous women. I don't know how many people are out there like these promiscuous women gotta go. I mean,
I was thinking about on your behalf when you're like all these men, these crazy men that have women that cheat on them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they both had the toxoplasmosis.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, I bet I could probably get away with corn raking this bitch and saying she fell on it. That's a risky behavior.
That is a risky behavior. Do you think he was going into it premeditated like that? You think?
Yeah, because they live on a farm. The Aztecs did it.
Yeah, so you know? He lured her out to the barn.
Yeah.
And, like, had his corn rake there. And, like, do you think he had a speech? Like a real TV bad guy? You think he, like, gave her, like, he had to be dramatic with it. Is this a dramatic thing to do? Or you think he jumped out behind a door and just whacked her? Like,
I don't know.
Do you want to see somebody's face when you do this to them? Like, when you're in this mindset? Or do you want to just, like.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you, like, set a trap, like a corn rake trap that, like, falls down as she opens a door?
Yeah.
You know, like, but that only works in the movies. That's not enough force, you know? You have to have weights attached to it or something.
That's a science experiment there. But he lives on a farm. Maybe you can come up with simple machines and stuff.
Yeah, but it's, like, the force that it takes to penetrate a human body, though. That's insane.
Yeah. That's you, like, think about the sword shows you watch and when they're trying to cut. Like, you can't just, like.
Forged in fire.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, no, it's not. We're not paper. We're not paper. You know, we're flesh and muscle and.
You
bone.
Think he sharpened that thing? Because when you get things sharp, they do go like it's like woo. They like pierce it.
Oh yeah, we got right? Sharp knives are sick.
Right. Yeah. So like, you think he used his dull corn rake, or you think he sharpened that up?
I don't know how these people keep their corn rake. Like, that's like, I mean, it doesn't sound like they spend a lot of time, you know, loving each other. So they probably all have like all sorts of little hobbies that they do to like busy themselves away from each other.
Yeah.
So he's probably constantly sharpening his corn rake.
Nothing new.
Yeah, nothing, you know, it's just how I get down. You got to keep a sharp corn rake.
That's why he's so scary.
He spends all his time with his corn rake. Never. That's why she has all this time to cheat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous to me. Whatever. I think we're going to, you want to rock a short one right now? Yeah, because we had a rough week here. So I'm sorry, guys. We skipped a week. I apologize for people that listen to this to get them through any particular boring situation. but there was promotions at our jiu-jitsu academy, and neither one of us got promoted. I got promoted to white belt. Ansley was, you know, she's already a well-respected blue belt. But no, she's neither one of us got promoted. But the way that promotions work, for people that don't know, is that the people who are getting promoted, they all stay in the middle of the mat, and then everybody else that goes to the gym, they come in every minute. They have to, those people just keep having to, like, you switch, a new fresh person on top of them. And, you know, we got to be a part of that.
Yeah.
It was fun, and we were going crazy. We went in.
Yeah.
We went in, because people get tired at some point, and then it's like the whole gym is there, so there's a lot of some people, you know, this is the only time they really get to see each other. So then people start breaking off and start talking a little.
Yeah.
And there's more opportunities to go. And then all of a sudden people in the middle are throwing their hands up because they don't have somebody yet. It's like, oh, my God, this is crazy. So, yeah, I probably went too much. And, we were spent. So whatever. I'm not making excuses. We could have did it. But who knows what it would have been?
Yeah.
You know? It would have been like a first attempt at a corn raking.
Not good.
This is a weirdly dark episode, but I think it's fun. I think we found the fun in this corn raking situation. Oh, but boy, is it dark.
It is pretty dark.
It's dark on both ends.
Yeah.
It's just a dark, what a sad, dark family they were. Goodness gracious. So thank you for listening. Keep tuning in. Yeah, because I did. This is a good episode, right? This is good. This is fun.
So.
This is fun.
This is fun.
All right.
Just a little dark.
Oh, and shout out to Summit Park. Mm. I don't know what it was. That was the place where I did the show.
Oh.
It's a apartment complex that has a bar in it, like in the center of it.
They're probably all there right now on the snowy night. Like,
oh my God, crushing it.
Yeah.
Crushing it.
Yeah.
Gosh, what an amazing business model.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that was, they were a fun group of people to perform for.
Yeah.
Like it was a good time. It was it just felt like I was in international waters. It was like, what are the laws here? Do I have to wear pants? Like, do we have to? Like, there was on the sign coming in on the door, it said, if you appear to be too intoxicated, they have a right to refuse service.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no way that's being enforced.
No, because everyone's just walking home.
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I live right there.
Yeah.
I live right there.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. So, shout out to Summit for having a good time and a good show. And I gave a shout out to Matt Butler last week. I said that he did jiu-jitsu. He doesn't. He does Krav Maga.
Yeah, you were correct.
Yeah, I was correct. So, I apologize. And I'm going to vet my shout-outs a little better. But shout-out to Liz. You know, she was inquiring about where our missing week was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed a week. We lost our Iron Man status.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. All right, thank you for listening. You guys are the best.